This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Coach, thanks for making your way up here. Your thoughts on the game that just transpired?
Well, I like we got down. I thought we made some mistakes early. I thought the tempo, we weren't really ready to match the intensity that they brought to start the game. It got us down early, but I love the way we fought back, you know, to fight back and on the road and put ourselves back in a situation after being down 14 at the half and cut it to one and then had chances. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, you got kids in foul trouble. We played in foul trouble the entire game. So you had younger people step up, and I thought Taylor Claiborne played really well for us, but we put her in a situation that was really tough at times. She wasn't no longer required to be a supporting cast. She had to be the one. And I thought the thing I like about her most is that she showed the resolve and the toughness to want to make those plays, you know, and she'll be a great player for us. But I thought what it did was it put us in a tough situation with our personnel, with the foul trouble.
Yeah, Claiborne finished with the 8 points in 20 minutes, blocked a couple of steals down there. She showed some real grit. It seemed like A&T went on at least three or four runs, and we had two or three answers, but that was one too few answers than we ultimately needed. And when you go down 9-0 at the beginning of the game, 13-0 right before halftime, and then they come out and score the first few points of the fourth quarter, too, it's got to be disheartening to have to go on run after run.
Yeah, it is. It is, especially against a team that as solid as they are. You know, you got to play a little better. And I thought at the end of the day, we just didn't play well enough to beat a good team tonight.
The third quarter was a different story. 21-10, you guys outscored them and came all the way back, actually took a lead for a little while. So when this team is firing on all cylinders, maybe it wasn't firing on all cylinders tonight, but in that brief time in the third quarter when it was, it can be anybody in the league, A&T included.
You know, we look forward to playing them again. You know, I told our kids that, you know, this is not a loss if it's something that we learn from and it's going to make us better. Sometimes your wins cannot be good for you, if that makes any sense. And I think we want to take this loss and make it help us to be a better team.
Looking at the scoring figures, C.C. Byron with 21, Regine Martin with 18. Those two almost single-handedly or double-handedly kept the Hawks in this game, and it's the guard play. That's what we've been seeing all season from that duo.
Yeah, you know, and I thought Kiki had a tough first half. But I thought the second half she came in and made some plays. Regine's been playing really, really well for us and scoring the ball at a high level. And then CeCe's just a kid that you always got a chance with her with the ball in her hands. And it was tough because in that third quarter, we didn't sub. They played the whole third quarter. So then you start getting a couple fatigue turnovers back to back. And, you know, it's tough because we got down so much that we really didn't get a chance. Didn't let our bench give us a chance.
The flip side to all of this is if you guys do have a third game, it's likely to be in the MEAC championship. I can imagine we'd be on different sides of the bracket. It's rather difficult for one team to win three games in a row in one season against one opponent.
Yeah, well, we want to take advantage of the situations that we've had. We felt like we let the one at home get away. That was our game to win. Tonight was their game to win. We didn't match what we needed to do. We didn't play well enough. But we still saw that even in our playing well. You know, we're not going to sit back and not be able to compete against them. So I think playing on a neutral floor, on a neutral site, I think we'll be ready for that.